We always think about fun. We always think about fireworks and apple pie. They go hand in hand as Americans, but we also need to think about safety. And it's important when we are going to a public fireworks display or if families are using fireworks at home, they always think about safety and close supervision. Sparklers, for example, can burn at over 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit and cause third-degree burns within seconds. Young children are so fascinated by the festivities, they're not thinking safety. So we always need to make sure parents, adults, and caregivers, close supervision is the number one priority.
So is it the kids should still play with sparklers, but supervised, obviously.
Supervised, no bare feet. Obviously, if we have young ones that are having issues with those dangerous items, a public fireworks display is always the best practice approach. Other ways we can be festive, decorate the bicycle with streamers, go to a parade, dress up in festive holiday attire for the 4th of July. All great things to occupy families' time while we stay safe.
Now, you have a friend or a partner with you.
I do, both. Jake, the fire safety dog, he's in studio with me. Jake, we use him out and about to teach families how to stay safe, get low and go if there's a fire, get out and stay out, and making sure we go to that very important meeting place. Never going back inside if there's a fire, not for toys, pets, or even clothing, so that everyone knows what to do and has a plan.
Now, I have an off-the-wall question. I mean, we all have dogs, or many of us here at the Radio Ranch have dogs. Can we train our dogs to maybe alert us in case of a fire, or do they kind of already have that instinctual in their brains, in their psyche to...
Sure. Many of them actually will alert people. And canines and felines, dogs and cats are very, very smart. And we sometimes underestimate their ability. We started with Jake when he was about 8 weeks of age, training him to be a public education adjunct and a teacher, basically in the schools and throughout the community. And we see over 100,000 kids and families every year. So Jake is certainly our popular attraction. We can get our traditional message across in a non-traditional way.
As this is radio, what type of breed is Jake? And are there any types of breeds that are more in tune with fire safety?
Jake is Black Labrador Retriever. Typically, we like Labrador Retrievers. They're easy to train and they're well suited around children. Dalmatians are traditionally the fire dog for fire service, but unfortunately they tend to be a little more high strung and not quite as predictable. Young hands may not always be as kind, and we want to make sure that we don't cause a safety concern. We also can use Jake to teach responsibility. Never go up to a strange animal without a trusted grown-up's permission, and those are all important things that we teach in our programs.
So it's a multifaceted safety awareness program.
Absolutely.
With canine safety and fire safety. He's pretty well relaxed, so he's well trained.
He is. He's part of our nonprofit charity Escape, and we teach kids fire safety and go into schools. We've got a 38-foot mobile training center, which spends a lot of time in the area schools teaching fire safety, and then Jake demonstrates how to get out and stay out should a fire occur.
All right. He's very photogenic, too, by the way.
Quickly, you have a big event coming up. Next month or later this month?
We do. We have Olivet Firemen's Festival. We'll be back in studio to talk about that. That's going to be the last Saturday of July. Lots of family fun. We'll have the Escape Mobile Training Center. Jake will be there and all of our firefighters from the Olivet Fire Department ready to serve the community.
Well, we look forward to another visit from you and Jake.
Excellent.
In a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.